Dear Cheap Astronomy, just how bad is it? It's not like we're the first generation who've been convinced that the human race is doomed. We are perhaps the first generation to have such a population-wide appreciation of how we are impacting on ecosystems and environments on a planetary scale, and we clearly won't be the last generation to have that perspective. It may be the case we are already on a slow and steady downhill trajectory, but a sudden apocalypse is not on the horizon. We have scanned the skies, and a big rock with our name on it is not approaching anytime soon. We've mostly eradicated the diseases that have plagued us for thousands of years, and we do seem to manage any new ones that emerge relatively well. Any zombie or fungal apocalypses are both physically and biologically implausible. It may also be faintly possible we are getting better at avoiding world wars. Given the first two official ones were separated by just over 20 years, but it's now been 80 years since that second one, and wouldn't it be great if that gap keeps growing? Sadly, continental wars are still fairly routine, and the needs of the many do not outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Some say that all wars are ultimately fought over food and water, both of which are dependent upon territory. So it is a worry that we do appear to be getting close to the carrying capacity of all the arable land left on the planet, and it's no longer a matter of opinion that we are unsustainably exploiting the oceans. Maybe we can effectively manage a switch to lab-grown meat and hydroponics, but their current contribution to world consumption is minuscule, and both forms of production would need to be ramped up by orders of magnitude to rescue the situation. Energy production has a good, though problematic, future. Since we can, and probably will, keep producing it from fossil fuels until those resources are exhausted. And it seems that we will willingly swallow all the consequences that come from following that path. All the world's problems could be solved in a trice by the invention of a cost-effective fusion reactor, but it's more likely we'll eventually build a huge and fairly cost-ineffective fusion reactor that can't be readily deployed in multiple locations and will only just add to the general mix of energy-generating solutions that remain after the coal and oil run out. Anyhow, if our doom approaches, it is doing so at glacial speed. So it's neither appropriate to give up in the face of imminent destruction, nor rest on our laurels with the conviction that all will be well. As a population of now 8 billion, we face the increasingly diluted reality that one individual makes very little difference. Those who do rise above are either skilled or fortunately predisposed to a position of influence where whatever power they wield is given to them by a mass of individuals who have chosen to proffer their support, either wisely or impulsively. So, as we've said before, you might just be the person that flips the burger, that feeds the Uber driver of the Nobel Prize winner's diary manager, but you are still part of it all. And who knows, maybe you'll be the parent of a member of the team that cracks the engineering solution for the world's first cost-effective fusion reactor. The world isn't going to tell you you're significant before you do something significant, and it might not tell you afterwards either. There are a great many of us, and it's probably true that most of the truly great deeds are done without the slightest recognition of them having been done, or otherwise they get attributed to someone who just happened to be walking past at the time. All of which is to say that yes, the future does look grim, but it probably always has in one way or another for as long as anyone has been around to contemplate their future. But okay, yes, you're right, it really, really does look really, really grim right now, and all we can really say is that it's up to each and every one of us to make it better. The only advice we can give is that you should do what's right, but don't do what's right with the slightest expectation that anyone will notice, nor do it with any certainty that it actually is right.